Is this on? Okay, great. Guess I'm supposed to tap three times on the shoulder. All right, well, thank you guys for showing up for my talk. My name is Bill Schiefelbein. I'm a program manager in the Xbox Experiences team. I really do appreciate you stopping by. I'm sorry it's not as full a house as the DirectX group that was before, but it is gonna be good fun. I will promise you that. Games are always fun. So what I'm gonna be going over is a little bit of what are the experiences around the games that you are developing. It's not gonna be as deep of an API talk, but it is gonna be something that, depending on the APIs that you call, it's important for you to understand how your games are gonna be showing up as Windows 10 comes out. So I'm gonna go a bit more deeply into the Xbox app, as well as the game bar that's gonna be built into the Windows 10 OS. Also go a little bit into the accounts sign up and sign in and how your game invokes some of those experiences. So a quick recap from this morning. Phil gave his talk earlier today. Yes, there are a lot of sockets for you as game developers. I know you're already developing games on a number of these sockets. We're really looking to bring Windows 10 to be a huge community of gamers, as well as obviously other users. A great place for you to have your games on. And we are bringing a bunch of the Xbox Live capabilities coupled with those sockets, provides a great opportunity for you. We do have the Windows Universal App Platform. There's a number of talks that are going on. There's the booth that you can go visit to see more about this. So we're trying to make it as easy as possible for you to be able to develop your games. And then, of course, with some of the Xbox Live features, we want to be able to do things like cross-device multiplayer for those folks who do have an Xbox One, as well as PC gaming. Things like console to PC streaming, so we want to make your games show up, even if it's on the console or it's on the PC, we want more opportunities for consumers to engage with these experiences. So speaking of the experiences themselves, how many of you have installed, kicked the tires on the Windows 10 Tech Preview, non-Microsoft employees, please? Okay, awesome. You guys, if I did have a shirt cannon, I'd be pointing it your way. I'm sorry, I don't have a shirt cannon. But I really appreciate that you've tried it out. Now, how many of you have actually tried the Xbox app that's on Windows 10? Okay, there's a couple. I'll go into a little bit about that. And I will just say, we really are trying to get Windows 10 out to developers as well as consumers, like earlier than we've ever done before. Yes, it has some rough patches, but it really gives you a chance to kick the tires on it, make sure your experiences work really well on that. So I do encourage you, if you do have the cycles, to give Windows 10 a try. In Windows 10 itself, we do have live tiles. So this is an opportunity for you as a game developer to call the Windows 10 APIs so that your tile on Windows 10 can be very interactive and engaging. I'll go into this a little bit later in the talk. There's the Windows Toast in the Action Center. This is nothing new, certainly on all platforms. It's an easy way for you to connect with your consumer, get their attention, have them come back into your game, or it could be something like a multiplayer game invite and so forth that'll be available here. I'm gonna talk to some of the things that the Xbox platform team will be providing in here, but do keep in mind these are APIs for you as a developer to also include for your own game. Xbox.com, still out there, we're continuing to update it to have very rich social engagement. Most ubiquitous platform, of course, out on the web. Just these reach points for you and your game. The Xbox app itself, which will be integrated as part of Windows 10. We'll also have title callable UI. So there's a talk that's coming up tomorrow. Vijay and Brian will be presenting that tomorrow. And these are some of the experiences that you can integrate into your game to make a more consistent, comfortable experience for the consumers, less work on you, to be able to have some of these social engaging aspects. And then last, the game bar, and I'll talk a little bit about how that's integrating into the operating system. Okay, so let's go into the Xbox app itself, and I'll demo this for a little bit. The big part of the Xbox app is really about connecting your friends with your games, your triumphs across all these devices. So this, I wanna make sure you guys know this fully well. that the game itself is king. You know, content is absolutely king, but there are times, unfortunately, that, you know, your gamers are at school or they're doing their homework or they're at work. Maybe they're not exactly doing work, and they want to stay engaged with your games in other ways. So here is the Xbox app itself, and we've certainly had a number of game hubs in the past. You know, some did better than others, but it is important for the gamers to have some place where they can connect and see what's going on in their social gaming network. And that's really the focus of this application itself. Now, you will notice it's much more PC friendly. You know, this thing is more dense, works well with a mouse and keyboard. I apologize that I'm going to be standing over here to demo it, but unfortunately, I have to be at the mouse and keyboard. So as you look at the app itself, certainly you can see your profile, your typical navigation elements, and so forth. Here you can see the games that the user has been playing. So this is across all the systems as well. So it really works to unify your gaming. You don't just have Xbox One gamers. You don't just have PC gamers. Yes, you do, like for the most part, but a lot of us, we're on our phones playing games. We're on our PCs playing games. Maybe we have a console and we're playing games there. We really want to unify that experience. But if I just want to filter things to what's going on the One or on Windows itself, I can do that. In addition, you sort of have the heart and soul of the app as well is this activity feed. Now, the activity feed is going to be from my friends or from the games that I follow that you guys are developing. I can scroll through here. I can see achievements that have been unlocked. I can see game clips that have been recorded. Let's see. Let's go ahead and just watch a quick game clip here. Let me find one. There was one. Oh, there. I see my son has been playing Rayman instead of school. I should leave a comment like, why is he playing Rayman right now? But you can certainly fire this up. You can watch if he's unlocked an achievement. I can comment on the achievement itself. He also made a clip through here, so I can go ahead and fire that up. I can enjoy watching this clip. The game DVRs themselves, I think we're all aware of this, whether it's on YouTube or it's in Facebook, Twitter, your social networks. One of the most compelling things about your game is when the community is like taking these clips, they're sharing them, hey, what's that game and so forth. So here's an example, and I can see this on the PC. The Xbox app will certainly be on mobile devices as well, and I will be able to see this on the console. So it's unifying this across all screens. PC's nice because I've got the keyboard here. I don't know if I should leave this because he'll probably send me a message back and it'll probably be inappropriate for this audience, but why aren't you in school? And I can go ahead and post it. You know, he'll get a notice on his activity feed and so forth that I've made a comment on here. Usually it's more fun than something like that. As far as the friends go, oh, and the other aspect, you know, if I have something to say that I want to post onto here, I could say something like having a blast at GDC. So I can go ahead and post on my own stream here, and all my friends and so forth will be able to see that and also provide comments. We've seen this a lot. Obviously, this is very Facebook-like, Twitter and so forth. But what we really want to have here is that gaming social network. This is really focused on the gamer and your games and what's going on in that community. All right, in addition to that, let's take a look over here and you see that you have your Xbox Live friends list that's available. It's always present in this app itself. In fact, the app can go ahead and, you know, as part of being a Windows 10, universal application. You can see that I can go ahead and scale this down. We'll get rid of some of the elements, like you notice the nav bar on the left collapses. You keep squishing it down, it'll get rid of some of the progress indicators on the games itself. You keep squishing it down until you get to the activity feed. In this particular build, I can't squish it any further, but you get the idea. I can go ahead and shorten this down to just the friends list itself. So in the friends list, in addition to my friends, we want to make sure that users can find other friends or people who are, you know, maybe really big VIPs or popular with the games that they enjoy. There is nothing more sad than just an absolute empty list. And something that we've done, started with the Xbox One console, this will certainly carry over onto the PC, is we want to have this ability to have suggested friends as well as VIPs. So if you really like Rayman Legends, Sunset Overdrive, whatever it is, you will get suggestions up here of someone who might be following you. You could also see things like, hey, you know, people you might know in here. And then there's also this section here with VIPs on Xbox. So this is the other component where, you know, if I love Forza Horizon, I'm playing that a lot, that will be something that'll be surfaced here as far as like suggestions or someone who is just really a kick-ass Forza driver. I can easily just start following these people, and it's not a huge commitment. It's not like they have to be my friend or otherwise, but I can start to take a look at some of the activity that he's doing and so forth. Hey, maybe it goes into multiplayer gaming, maybe it goes into buying some of your DLC or otherwise. But really getting that growth of this social graph is critical to being able to recognize and purchase and so forth your games. Okay, so if I go back to my list here, let's go ahead and get rid of suggestions. I can see people and their presence information across all screens. So a big part of this is really, you know, unifying that gaming social graph across all the different devices. Again, I don't have to have an Xbox One, but if I have friends who have an Xbox One, oh, there they are, I can go ahead and communicate with them. One of the other features here is I can quickly, you know, find someone by their real name. So I could look for, you know, Richard as an example. So Richard Irving here was playing Sunset Overdrive. I don't have to use the gamer tag, but I want to also make it clear, if you just want to use gamer tags and have that pseudonym, you can do so. But if you want to connect with your real friends as well, we will offer you the ability to share your real name, be able to find your friends by your real name, who's in your contact list, and so forth. So we want to make sure that we completely support the anonymity, I try to say that five times fast, that gamers really love, but other people just might want to have games and play games with their friends as well. Another cool thing with this sort of word wheel over here is I could also do something like look for, let's see if anyone's playing Destiny as an example. So here you can see, I just typed in D-I-S-T-I-N, and you can see it'll automatically match your presence for your game as well. So it's a super easy thing to just say, hey, I want to go on a Destiny raid tonight, or I want to play some other game. Just type that in. Hey, those guys are online right now playing Destiny. Right click, I can join them in the game, or right click, add a party. So we will support party chat as well, both across PCs, and this is the party voice chat, across PCs as well as across PCs and Xbox One. So you can go ahead and join in really quickly. You don't have to be playing the same game, but we want to make it easy for people to find your game and be able to jump in. All right, so let's take a look at a user, for instance. So Major Nelson is always good fun just because he plays a crap ton of games. I can go ahead and see what Major Nelson has been up to, take a look at his, you know, all the achievements. Again, plays a crap ton of games. You're always, this is, if you think back to, MySpace, for those of you who are old enough, hopefully there's some of you. If you remember with MySpace, I always got a kick out of Tom, right? You were always friends with Tom, like right away, so at least there's someone. This is kind of that aspect where someone like a Major Nelson or some of these other VIPs who are really active, just even following one of those people, suddenly you have a very vibrant and alive activity feed. You can see some of these cool games you never heard of. It just sort of makes it fun to engage in gaming. So in this particular case, you can see who Major is following, what games Major Nelson is following. I'll show you one of his game clips. I really enjoy this. How many of you guys have played Far Cry 4? More people than tried Windows 10. Although you, sir, you get the double cannon shot because you tried Windows 10 and played Far Cry 4. All right, I love this clip, it just cracks me up. Now watch this closely. I think everyone is familiar with the mortar in any kind of game. Kind of a tough instrument, you know, to go ahead and just sort of figure out where is that mortar shot gonna land, right? So we get it all set, he's all set to bomb the hillside here, pop that, wait, what the hell was that? So So if you, I'll play it one more time just in case you missed it. So the point is he's playing multiplayer co-op with his buddy, who happens to be in a gyrocopter flying around providing support for this. And he just so happens to be at the wrong place at the wrong time, and he takes him out, his own buddy who falls off. Now, it's this kind of stuff that is just hilarious. You know, you look at the comments, people raining from the sky, you know, awesome and so forth. I can just type in a comment here, and you start engaging in this sort of, you know, this gaming social network around your content. Okay, messages, of course, it'll continue to have your Xbox Live messages. You can have threaded messages that go back and forth with your Xbox Live friends. Activity alerts, there might be people who commented, added you as a friend. A little bit slow. I'm going to have to complain why Mac was doing that. Oh, all right. I can see my achievements. Game DVR is another area that I'll show you in a minute as we go through the game bar work. The other thing here is this does have, and I doubt there's any Xbox on this network, we'll see, there isn't. This connect button, the Xbox app will also have support for extending your Xbox One with your smart glass capabilities if you want to turn on the box, control it, or if you want to build the second screen experiences through the smart glass APIs. This will be available in the app as well. This is also the place where if you do have an Xbox One in your home and you connect to it, you can specify, hey, I want to stream what's going on the Xbox One to my PC. So the idea is I could be outside in the backyard, for instance, have my controller hooked up to my laptop, and I'll be able to stream the content from the Xbox One to the PC. Okay, I think that pretty much covers walking through the application itself. I do want to call out, it is available in the tech preview right now. You can install the tech preview. You'll see the Xbox app that's there. The game DVR stuff that I'll show you should be showing up in the next few weeks. All right, let's go back to PowerPoint. Okay. Now there's a bit of a repeat. I'll go through these quickly, but you know, it's not everyone's going to be here at the demo session, so I put some of the key aspects into the deck itself. Like I said, growing the Xbox Live social graph, having a vibrant, rich social graph. And by the way, I'm not saying this is the only gaming social graph. I think we're very familiar that there's a number of gaming social graphs. Love it. Like, again, the best thing about the PC, it's an open platform. It is a completely open platform. Love it that there's other stuff on there. The Xbox Live gaming social network is one of the more vibrant or engaged set of communities, and we really want to bring it across screens. So we want to make sure it's easy for you to find your friends, be able to communicate, if I don't fall through the stage here. So find people you know, but also find people who create that compelling content. Like, really grow that engagement. Party voice chat, like I said, you will be able to do party voice chat across desktop PCs as well as PCs to the Xbox One. So that'll be available in this application. It's not there yet, but it'll be there soon. In addition, this sort of game hub that I referred to earlier, this is probably one of the most interesting areas for you, the game developer. This is your opportunity to build the community around your game. Now, everyone gets this. So if you build an Xbox Live game, everyone's going to have one of these game hubs. How rich this game hub is totally depends on what you implement. Yeah, I mean, you could have a leaderboard, for instance. You'll be able to see that on there. There'll be aspects, and I know this is super small text. You'll probably have to take a look at it later. But there's things like global stats. You know, Shadows of Mordor, hopefully some of you have played that freaking awesome game. Number of Uruks killed or number of war chiefs killed. It's just a global stat that the game tracks, but it is so fun to see my friends and where they are, and I'll tell you, I will always be on the top of that list. And if I'm not, I will go back to that game and I'll play some more, even if it means buying more DLC for that game. So it's really kind of having these challenges, having these stats, leaderboards, who's playing your game, who are the VIPs. Awesome. Now, something else that we will be bringing, I'm not giving you the exact time here, it's like over the next 12 months, we want to make sure that it's super easy for you, every game, to integrate with Xbox Live. That's really where these guys, and it's tomorrow morning, I think, at 10 o'clock, and these guys being Vijay and Brian, they're giving a talk on this Xbox Live SDK. And I'm like trying to get you guys excited, sort of with the carrot of why it's interesting or otherwise for you to even go and see these guys. But we want to make this available for every developer. You know, right now it's available for managed partners, but we want to make it just super easy where you go to the Universal Dev Center, you say, hey, I'm a game. It's like, oh, well, do you want an Xbox Live leaderboard or do you want to do multiplayer? Like, you can pick from these different pieces to integrate with your game. The other thing we want to do, if you squint in the upper corner, you kind of see that band for Fable Legends, and then you see some images on the right. That's something we want to make sure is your space as the developer. So if you click on that upper area there, it'll actually expand down, and you, the developer, have a showcase area where you can specify a game DVR clip or an achievement or some kind of information that you would like to represent your game. And so as consumers, go to this Game Hub page to see what the heck is Fable Legends, for instance. You will be able to see the content that the developer wanted you to see. In addition, you'll be able to communicate with them on that activity feed. So as people follow your game, for instance, you can designate your community manager to go ahead and send a post, and it shows up on all your followers' activity feed. So we do want this to be an opportunity to create an engaging place and have you with direct engagement. We also want to, like I said, surface these gaming all-stars. For you and your gamers, you probably know some of your top fans. You know, you think of something like Forza, the Forza cars that people, you know, sort of put the emblems on in the livery and so forth is just pretty amazing. Following those people, seeing some of that content and everything just inspire the community to, heck, buy more cars, buy more stuff from your game. Okay, so moving on, the notifications and the live tiles. So the Xbox app that I just went through, it is actually going to handle some of the notifications on the Windows 10 system. And that even includes things like, you know, as you get an achievement unlocked, as there's a multiplayer game invite or otherwise, you don't have to fire up that big app itself, but these notifications will be handled to say, hey, someone wanted to play your game multiplayer, they click on accept, your game launches, and now I'm playing a multiplayer session, maybe across PCs, or it could be across PCs as well as the Xbox One. We'll also have the social elements in here, such as someone commented on your activity feed, someone liked your stuff, they want to do party and game invites, and so forth. Live tiles, that's really sort of an attract slash reattract loop. Not everyone's going to see these live tiles. You know, obviously, I'd rather be playing the game than staring at live tiles and seeing how often they flip. I get that. But you would be pleasantly surprised, you know, especially on, like, be it mobile devices, even on the desktop. You know, they can really be a more attract, like, hey, come back and play this particular game. The Xbox app, in particular, will have its own live tile. It's going to be pre-installed with Windows. There is an opportunity, like, before the person even signs into the Xbox Live application itself, we want to be able to show some of the games that are going to be available that people might have fun with. Or if you sign in, you'll see your profile information, as well as what's going on in your friends list. All right, I should speed it up a little bit. Game DVR wherever you are. I'm going to go into this a little bit more when I go into the game bar. Smart Glass and TV, as I mentioned to you guys, it will still have the Smart Glass capability in the Xbox app to be able to connect, power on, power off, see the second screen experiences and so forth, as well as the TV One Guide and streaming. And we'll also have the game streaming. So you hit the connect button, it'll automatically connect in the future to the Xbox One that's in your house, and you can just say, hey, stream the Xbox One to this device. We have a wireless dongle for the Xbox One controller that's going to be available later this year. So again, if you are out in the backyard enjoying the weather, you just have your tablet or something with you, or you know, you're falling asleep and you just want to play one more round, maybe in Sunset Overdrive or something, it's an easy thing to just connect within your home network. You stream that whole experience to your Xbox One. From your Xbox One to your PC. And this other aspect down here, as far as developer value, hey, We want you to create PC games, obviously. We want you to create Xbox One console games. There's sort of this win-win where, hey, now with Windows 10, I get more PC games that I can play on the PC. I can also play your game that you created for the Xbox One console on this PC and maybe find other games that I want to play here as well. Okay, so the experience is the Windows 10 desktop PC is absolutely the focus here. I mean, it is the best gaming device in the entire world, bar none. I mean, I think you know there's more games available on a PC than anywhere else. And I'm not disparaging consoles or even other devices. It's just a wonderful platform. And that's the one that we're focusing on to make sure that we have that, you know, that synergy, all the capabilities that you would have even with the Xbox One. You'll see we do have Windows 10 on mobile devices, so on your Windows 10 phone, as an example, you'll have most of those capabilities for your social graph. At least at the start, you're not going to be able to do game DVR recording on your phone or the party chat. We'll certainly be looking into adding those as time goes on, but I just want to set expectations that the PC will be the primary focus for that. The phone will certainly be a lot of the social graph interaction, as well as games. I'm not saying games won't be there as well. And of course, Xbox One, I mean, Xbox.com as well. Okay, so last pitch before I go on to game DVR. I'm just calling out, as you have a Windows game, so if you use the Windows 10 Universal App Platform and you publish a game to the Windows 10 store, if you don't do anything else, you will at least get the last seen presence in this application itself, last seen playing, you know, whatever game, 2048 or something like that. You will be able to do game DVR and screenshots and be able to save that to Facebook, YouTube, share it out to those places. But that's kind of the extent of it. If you integrate with the Xbox Live APIs, that's where it starts to light up with a lot more richer engagement pieces. That's where your game hub actually has content on it for things like leaderboards, challenges, maybe I have multiplayer, these stats that I can go ahead and, you know, do comparisons with. You'll have the rich real-time presence, so people will know that you're playing your game right now and might join you in playing the game itself. So the big point here is that we want to make it super easy, low weight, low cost. I've certainly been around this group for a long period of time. You know, we did a lot of work with Games for Windows Live. We did Xbox Live on Windows Phone. We learned quite a bit. I'm not saying these things were all perfect. We learned quite a bit, and we really want to make this open and available for all the developers with the least cost possible and the most engagement and eyeballs that we can get. Okay, with that, I'm going to switch over to the game bar itself. We also want these game DVRs to be one of the most ubiquitous things that you can do on your game. Like, we have data. You guys probably have some data, be it through YouTube, be it through, you know, Xbox Live or otherwise. Game DVR, these clips help sell your game. They help raise awareness for the game and otherwise, like, they are, quote, a good thing. We want to make sure that it's super easy on Windows 10 for users to be able to capture these game DVRs, do simple editing of them, and then share them out to whatever social network or Xbox Live if they're Xbox Live-enabled games. So these are the elements that make up this game bar, and I'll show you a demo of it in a minute, but basically you hit the Windows G key, it brings up this game bar UX, you're able to save the last 30 seconds, kind of the Xbox record that functionality from the Xbox One if you're familiar with it. So you can, it has a back buffer where you can get the last 30 seconds of whatever went on. You can take the screenshot or you can go ahead and just start recording. On the Xbox One, there's various, like, you can record up to 5 minutes of content. We really want to open this up. You know, it's your PC. You might have a huge terabyte drive or bigger on there. So we'll let you record up to like an hour of content, and it's just saved on your disk there, and then you can do whatever you want with it. So when you start the recording, you get the little indicator that's over on the right there that shows how much is being recorded, and when you're done with it, you will get the confirmation notification toast for it. So, now This is the fun contentious. I'm not saying it's contentious. I shouldn't say that. I'm going to get yelled at for saying that. This is something to think about. As Windows 10 is coming out with this game bar itself, just be aware of these aspects, like the hotkeys. Yes, we're using the Windows key as part of the hotkey. I think we're all aware the Windows key is not the most friendly thing to your full screen games. I get that. It's something that we want to address. Some games, as you know, block the Windows key just altogether. None of the key combinations work. Heck, some of the keyboards do. We want to raise awareness of this. If it's possible, let the hotkeys themselves, maybe not the Windows key, but the key combinations for recording come through. We are going to allow users to remap. So if it is necessary for them to remap these keys, we'll let them do that. But again, we are training the users to just use the WinG key to bring this thing up. So think about that with your game if there's a possibility to make sure that that thing comes through. And then certainly we'll have Xbox One controllers be available for the PC with the wireless dongle that's coming out as well. Hitting the Xbox button on there will bring up the game bar as well. And you can go ahead and left, right, and select one of those. The other thing is that game bar UX requires that your game is running in a window. And maybe that's like, oh my God, well, no, of course not. You know, I'm going to be running full screen exclusive. We're doing a lot of work, a lot of work. And there's another gentleman down here in the front row that I'll hand this off to, Mark Paley, who's on our core platform team, making sure that games that run in a borderless window are just as performant as the full screen exclusive. And this has to do with the WDDM 2.0 drivers and, you know, knowing that we're not compositing anything and being just as fast to send that output right to the video card. What it does allow is for users to bring up that game bar if they want. So it's not going to cause a perf hit, you know, a big perf hit to your game. If the user decides they want to bring up the game bar, sure. There will be some impact as that's composited on top. And something else that we're doing, hopefully we'll be able to get these bits into your hands, certainly this gentleman's hands, because he's using Windows 10 right now, I'm sure. But anyway, we want to get this out and make sure that you can try it on your PCs with your game as well, see what that interaction is. We want to work with all of you to really tune this to have the least minimal impact as possible with the most benefit of being able to record these games. Okay, and there are shortcut keys. I mean, if you are running full screen exclusive, I do want to mention users can use the shortcut keys without having to bring up the UI, and they can still do recording. Right now, the game is not going to be aware that the game bar is there. We know that's an issue. We want to be able to provide an API to you so at least your game can know when the user invokes the game bar, or let you yourself be able to invoke the game bar itself. The location of the game bar is also not game controllable right now. The user can go ahead and drag it wherever they want on the screen, and it's just sticky to the, and globally sticky to the last place they were. That's another area. Over time, we want to make that better for your games. We know there's certain areas of the game that may or may not be the best to show that. The other aspect I just want to call out is it's not going to capture any content-protected frames. So if you do use the various content protection APIs or otherwise, or if a user wants to record Netflix, it's not going to work because that content would be protected. Okay, enough of that. Let's go ahead into a demo. I'll switch over to my demo box here. So what we wanted to show with Game DVR, I'm going to fire up this game here. Now, right? You know, this is good fun. So Goat Simulator, if you're not familiar with it, one of the more fun games, like who would have thunk it? But this is great. Ragdoll physics with goats, what could possibly go wrong? The reason I wanted to show this as a demo is, again, just to reiterate the fact that this game certainly didn't know anything about Windows 10, didn't know anything about this game bar or otherwise. I'm just emphasizing the fact that this functionality, we want this to be ubiquitous, almost like, you know, the print screen button or whatever. It's just going to work with every game that's out there. So let's go ahead and just use Goat Simulator. Cause all sorts of mayhem. Let's see what I can do in a short period of time. I always like that group of protesters over there. So let's go ahead and start heading for them. Make our way on the trampoline, jump through. Now, I'm gonna slow down here. What I can do is go ahead and hit the Windows G key. And as you can see here, the game bar shows up. I could record the last 30 seconds if I want to, take a screenshot. In this particular case, I'm gonna go ahead and just start recording. So now that will go ahead and disappear. There is the little box that's in the corner there that has my indicator. I can close that as well if I'm bothered by that. Let's go ahead and make our way over here, hopefully not get hit by a car. Oh, and I got thwarted by, what is that, a pumpkin? Okay, you know I gotta lick someone. So I got that guy. Let's run him across the street. Come on, where is he? Is he coming? Oh, I lost him. Anyway, you get the general idea. It's still always funny. Ha, that car missed me. Oh my God. All right, so we'll go ahead. Hey, he's okay. He's back up. So I can hit the Windows G key here. Go ahead and stop that recording as the protester runs by in the back. I mean, it's just hilarious. And this is just kind of that example of what fun it is just to do game DVR recordings of these various games. Now, what I did here is in the Action Center itself on Windows 10, you saw the little toast come up saying that game clip was recorded. So now when you click on it, I come into the Xbox app that you saw before. I'm in the game DVR section. And here is that clip that I made. So, gee, surprise, I was talking to you guys. The goat's not doing anything. Eventually, he starts making a move towards the crowd over there. Well, obviously, that's a pretty boring clip. Now, simple trim operation. We are not trying to be, you know, Adobe Premiere or otherwise. It's like, you can do whatever really cool editing that you want to do. If you're PewDiePie or something like that, you're going to do some pretty major stuff. But if you're like all of us or the millions of consumers that don't have necessarily the big recording rigs or don't want to spend a lot of time doing that, this is brain dead simple. I can go ahead and just trim it from either end. Yeah, we'll stop right here. Well, right there, because we don't actually want, it'll be a cliffhanger for the second clip that I put. So I can trim the original, I can save a copy. Let's just say I save a copy here. So there it is. This was the nice and easy. All I did was the Windows G key. I recorded this scene, did a quick trim, and there's my clip. I don't know how I lost that guy either. My tongue didn't break. Anyway, okay, so from that point, you can save this, share it out to YouTube, to OneDrive. If it's an Xbox Live enabled game, you can also share that out to the Xbox Live network. So that same activity feed that I was showing you before, that's something that you could save to that network. The other thing that you can do, these clips that I'm saving, it's not gonna matter whether you saved them on your PC, if you saved them on your Xbox One console itself. It will be available up in the cloud. So I could take something like, you know, here's one of the Forza Horizon clips that I had. And of course, I actually came in first place, beat my son in this game right at the last second. I could go ahead and just click the download button. So now it's, we'll see about the network we have in here. So now that clip, come on, you can do it. It's only 15 megabytes. Worries me what our network is in here. But here it is. So now it's downloaded to my machine. I can do the same thing where, you know, all this boring stuff where I'm going across the field instead of like right here when I actually go across the finish line. I can back it up a little bit and go ahead and save a copy, resave that out. It's all right on my nice PC here. I can do whatever other editing if I want to go ahead and do that. All right. So that gives you an idea, and again, this also has the community. You know, we'll have these areas where what were the top clips that are going on in the community as well. Some of these clips will also be on your Game Hub page for the ones that are most popular and most viewed. So it really creates, again, this sort of social stickiness for your game. All right, back to the PowerPoint. All right, I'm gonna finish with, okay, this is probably one of the driest areas, which is account sign up and sign in, but I'll guarantee everyone in this room knows darn well that this is probably the biggest hurdle of anything in the games is being able to get in the game quickly. The minute you have to create an account or otherwise, you just see huge drop-offs and so forth. Now, I'm not saying by some miracle you don't need to have an Xbox account. It's part of your, it's a profile that sits off of your Microsoft account. We want to make it as brain-dead simple as possible. With Windows 10 itself, we certainly encourage you when you install the device to just sign in with your Windows account and you're all set to go. With the Xbox profile on Windows 10, we wanted to make sure for you, it literally is a couple lines of code. And again, I'm gonna throw to VJ and Brian who will probably show you the couple lines of code, or maybe, but at least they'll reference that in the Xbox SDK. It is not a big onerous process for you. All the heavy lifting is taken care of by the platform. And yeah, we don't want people to leave your game. The other thing is we want to enable users to sign in with an existing Xbox profile. Not everyone does use the same account that they sign in with their email or their certainly their work machine. So we do want that opportunity of, hey, I've got a gaming account as well. I want to be able to use that. Sharing their account across the Xbox. So this is the other thing is we don't really want it to be a free-for-all on Windows 10 where you can sign in with 10 different accounts, you know, for gaming. So this one account that you do sign in, that will be used by default for all the games. So it really is either the Xbox app itself or the first game that launches takes that hit, if you want to say it, for the user to just say, yeah, that's me, that's my Xbox profile, and that's just the profile that's used across the whole system from then on. This last piece is important as well. And again, this is part of the learning of previous systems such as Games for Windows Live. We know it was frustrating when you signed into Games for Windows Live, you were signed out of your console. I mean, it's painful. For those people who did have a console, that was a really annoying thing that it would do that. We want to make sure that you know when you sign in on your PC, when you're playing your game, when you're in the Xbox app, we allow you to have these sort of multiple points of presence there without you being signed out of your Xbox One. On the Xbox One, you're still, you know, there's only one account that you're signed in from a single Xbox, one console at a time, but on the PC, it's not going to impact that. Okay, so let's go through a couple really simple scenarios here. This is John, who's an existing Xbox One user. He happens to have an Xbox One console. He has an existing profile. This is the first time he upgraded to Windows 10. It's in this particular case, he's playing Fable Legends first. So you don't have to launch the Xbox app first for the other pieces to work. In fact, in a lot of cases, someone's going to play Solitaire, just as one of the most common games. But anyway, so let's jump in. Goes to the start menu here. He clicks on Fable Legends that's available. So the first thing we're going to do, this is where we are providing, you know, the title callable UI, those two lines of code that just said, hey, give me that token so that I can talk to all these cool Xbox Live services around my game. When you ask for that and we don't have your Xbox profile set up, we will go ahead, include this across your game. This is part of our title callable UI. We're not taking you out of your game or app altogether. We say, welcome back, John. In this particular case, this is John Smith who signed into this Windows PC. That's his Microsoft account. And we say, hey, you know, we know you. You're Master Chef. You know, is this you? So that's all he has to do is say, yeah, of course, that's me. I'm Master Chef. I click the OK button, and I'm in the game. So of course, that's a golden path. Of course, that's someone who already has an Xbox Live account. But there are a lot of those out there, and it's that simple. Next time that John goes and plays a different game, any game, it doesn't have to be Fable Legends, even though I show this again, I should have picked something else. Next time he launches it, you just go right into the game itself. The other piece here is obviously if I don't have an Xbox profile. So this user, Wade, for instance, doesn't have an Xbox One, doesn't have an Xbox profile. In this particular case, he happens to launch the Xbox app first, but in your mind, remember the title callable UI that comes up over your game? The same thing would happen if it was the game launching first. As you see here, he launches Xbox app the first time. It's going to say, welcome to Xbox. This isn't final UI, by the way. We certainly wanted to make it compelling, interesting, and so forth. We say, welcome to Xbox. We auto-generate information in this particular case. It's Sparky Penguin 12. that we go ahead and just auto-generate for him. All Wade has to do at this point is just hit the OK button, and he's ready to go. Of course, we're going to allow you to change your gamer tag, change your profile and everything. But you know what? That's a potentially long trail, more drop-offs and everything. We just want to make it super easy. He clicks OK. Welcome to Xbox, Sparky Penguin 12. And then later, if a game is launched, it just goes right in as Wade. All right. So I've gotten through all my pieces. Just concluding here, I wanted to call out again, really do think about the experiences that are going to be in Windows 10 around your game. Some of them you're going to have direct control over. Go ahead and, you know, think about your live tiles, think about Toast and so forth. Other pieces, you know, we really are going to be encouraging people to go through the Xbox app itself. It is the same thing that's going to be going on the Xbox One console, the same thing that we're going to be having over on Windows Phone as well. So do think about how your integration into these Xbox Live services and Windows 10 really amps up the engagement of your users. Okay, so call to action. One of them is definitely find out more information about the Xbox Live SDK itself. Again, I point to these fine gentlemen in the front row, so VJ and Brian. They both have a booth that's out on the floor where you can actually get early hands-on info for the Xbox Live SDK. That SDK is actually available now for, quote, managed partners. The gentleman coming right after me, which is the ID at Xbox, Chris Sharla is going to talk about that program that's going to be available for PC and Windows 10 development. That, too, gives you early access to this. But please don't forget, like, over the next months, we want this to just be wide open for anyone who just goes into the Dev Center, creates a game. We want to say, hey, use these Xbox APIs. So do invest in that. Think about the Windows 10 showcases, tiles, notifications, and so forth. Try out Windows 10 if you can. There's insider program feedback that you can go ahead and send direct comments back on. And then just calling back to all these wonderful sessions that are in here as well. There was the DirectX graphics. Hopefully some of you were able to see that just prior to this. But the next one with Chris Sharla for the independent developers, definitely something of interest. You know, stick around if you can see that one. And then tomorrow morning with the developing with Xbox Live for Windows 10 will be another great session for you guys to go through. All right. I'm done flapping my gums. Let me know, do you have any questions? Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got a question that you showed the game bar over there. And so right now, you guys are promoting the game bars, right? So the preferred mode is the full screen mode. No, it's a borderless
window right.
Mode. But now you can do different things on the game bar. And if you have a full screen mode, then you can still record, is that right? Use the hotkey.
That's correct.
So that's the same thing.
That's correct. Okay. So yeah, is that your question?
Yeah.
So the question is, if you do have the full screen exclusive game, in other words, you're not running in a window, yes, the users and the tips are in there. Windows Alt G will go ahead and do the last 30 seconds. Windows Alt R will start and stop recordings. So you can still do the three finger combinations even if the UI doesn't show up. But there is an important aspect, and again, I encourage you, if you do have questions, you can talk to the other gentleman, Mark Paley. We are doing optimizations in Windows 10 such that you actually, there is a window that's created for you. There's no perf impact at all, like you don't even know, but the user then can at least hit Windows G to have UI pop up. And this is something that we're really working to optimize as well. So definitely swing by and talk to Mr. Paley about that. But yes, you can always use the three finger.
Yep. Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Is there any differentiation between like the store apps, store games, and desktop games? Are they going to be different or same?
Right. So the question about store apps or desktop games, are they going to be the same or different? So the one slide that I had previously, I don't know if I, how fast this thing will go backwards. It's going pretty fast. I'll be there just one sec. Here. So this is kind of what I was trying to get at by this. So Windows games, so something that's in the store, will have the last seen and game DVR capabilities. If that Windows Store game also integrates with Live, you get the stuff on the right. If you are just a pure Steam game, like Goat Simulator, as an example, you're not in the Windows Store, you'll get what you just saw, which is close to what's on the left. You'll get game DVR capability, and you can go ahead and share that out. What you won't get is any presence information, for instance. Obviously, we're taking a look at how do we make that better down the road, but I'm just saying for now, you get the game DVR, you don't get any of the other features. Okay.
Sorry, I got a second question. So for the game bar, can the third party create their own app and add it to the game bar?
So the question is, can a...
Is
the game bar extensible such that you could create an app to it? Yeah. Right now, no, it's not an extensible component. It's just part of the OS that you could just hit Windows G and do the recording. So it's not extensible at this point. It's certainly not exclusive. There's other overlays that are available on this platform as well. But for now, the game bar isn't like a pluggable component.
Okay, so basically it's in you guys' hands, whatever you want to do.
It is. Now, obviously, this is the first time out of the chute. We are absolutely, this is part of the reason why we're here. We're going to want to get feedback. It is going to grow over time. How do we make it more extensible? How can we allow, you know, other plugins? This is just the first time out of the chute. It's just a very simple, almost print screen-like functionality that's available in Windows.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, Bill. How's it
going?
Hey,
oh, good.
Geez, I'm super close. My name's Nick. I'm from TechRadar. Great presentation. I think a lot of people are excited to stream Xbox One games to their PC. We now know that accessories are now universal. They work on Xbox One and PC. Do you ever see PC streaming to Xbox One?
Yeah, it's a great question. Do we see PC streaming to Xbox One? The answer is certainly we are thinking about this. It is in our vision. I can't give you a direct like time that it'll show up, but we are absolutely thinking about the other way around as well. What we are announcing and what we're talking about right now is from the Xbox One to PC, but again, we are certainly investigating the other way around as well.
Great, sounds good. Thank you.
You bet. All right, oh, there we go, one more.
If you're streaming an Xbox game to the PC, are you enabling PC users to use mouse and keyboard, or do they have to pick up a controller?
That's a great question. Again, just repeating, just in case it wasn't picked up. If you are streaming from the Xbox One, can you use a mouse and keyboard? The answer is initially, and again, I'm kind of going to right now, the answer is you have to use expect to use a controller. I mean, the games that were created for the Xbox One, that was the absolute requirement for them, so you have to use the controller. Again, we're investigating how would these games work with a mouse and keyboard? Can we enable it technically and so forth? But right now, the expectation is you will have a controller for those games. Yeah. All right, is that the last one? 5 minutes early, any other questions? Again, I encourage you, like, we have a booth down there where you can play with the Xbox app if you want. Please go ahead and swing by. Do see the other talks as well. Thank you so much for your time. Hope you're enjoying GDC. Thanks.